With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Food and Drug Administration is seeking a nationwide ban on menthol cigarettes.
The FDA is tackling flavors across a range of tobacco products because they say that flavors are a driver of youth appeal and youth initiation.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Maloney has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Despite strong earnings reports, retailers including Walmart, Macy's, and Home Depot saw share prices fall this week, a sign of broader concerns about economic growth. The retail sell-off comes as the Commerce Department reported more than expected growth in retail sales last month, with consumers spending more on clothing, sporting goods, and electronics heading into the busy holiday shopping season. Economists are divided on whether a split Congress will increase or decrease economic and financial uncertainty. But economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal agreed that employers need to add a little over 127,000 jobs a month over the next year to hold the unemployment rate steady. But they say they don't expect an imminent slowdown in job gains. Apple is partnering with Oscar-winning studio A24 to produce independent feature films. Last year, Apple invested more than $1 billion into building out scripted shows. Apple's new multi-year deal with A24 follows similar moves by competitors Amazon and Netflix to expand their programming. Kansas banking supervisor Michelle Bowman has been confirmed to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Her nomination was supported by small bank lobbyists seeking representation on the Board of Governors. Two vacancies remain. Still to come, why the FDA is cracking down on menthol cigarettes. A fight is brewing between federal regulators and Big Tobacco as the Food and Drug Administration moves forward with plans for a nationwide ban on menthol cigarettes. Joining us now via Skype is Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Maloney. Jennifer, this is something the FDA has been considering for a while. What's pushed federal regulators to now seek this ban on menthol cigarettes specifically?
Well, the FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb took the job last year, and soon after he started the job, he said he wanted to tackle smoking-related deaths in the U.S. And he outlined a whole number of things he was considering, including taking nicotine out of cigarettes, banning menthol cigarettes, and helping e-cigarettes provide more options for people hoping to switch to alternative options. Then something unforeseen happened. There was an explosion of e-cigarette use among kids and teens, and that sent the FDA scrambling to come up with some actions that could curb this use among kids. They've announced a range of new actions intended to curb youth smoking, both of cigarettes and of e-cigarettes. So they announced that they would place sharp new restrictions on the sale of many flavored e-cigarettes in retail stores and online. They announced that they will seek to ban menthol cigarettes and cigars, that they would pull some flavored cigars off the market and seek to ban all flavored cigars altogether. So taken together, it's sort of a broad policy that the FDA says is aimed at targeting flavors in tobacco products, which they say are a driver of youth appeal and youth initiation on tobacco products.
Together, how much will these federal restrictions put a dent in cigarette company profits?
It depends which tobacco company you're looking at. British American Tobacco, which owns Reynolds American in the U.S., is actually quite dependent on menthol cigarettes for their sales. Menthol cigarettes alone make up about half of British American Tobacco's U.S. sales. So that alone would have a huge impact on their business. Menthol cigarettes also represent a significant number for Altria and Imperial Tobacco, but not quite as big of an impact as it would have on British American. So that's just on the menthol cigarette side. There's also the question of e-cigarettes. Now, the e-cigarette market is dominated by a startup based in San Francisco called Juul Labs, and they represent about 75% of the e-cigarette market in the U.S. So their sales would be significantly affected by the new restrictions being placed on retail store sales of some flavored cigarettes. So the fruity flavors, the sweet flavors that health officials say are appealing to kids, now can only be sold in retail stores that have a separate area that kids can't access. So either a separate room or perhaps the entire store is adult only, depending on the type of store it is. So those products will essentially be removed from most gas stations and convenience stores unless they build, you know, a separate space inside their store.
Jennifer, what can you tell us about what the research says about the health effects of menthol cigarettes specifically?
The FDA in 2013 concluded that menthol cigarettes likely were associated with increased addiction, that they were harder to quit, and that they also were likely associated with youth initiation. Health officials say that the cooling effect of the menthol, which you're familiar with if you've ever had a mentholated cough drop, soothes the throat and reduces the throat irritation and coughing that you experience if you're a brand new cigarette smoker. So taken together, these have prompted the FDA to say that menthol cigarettes are more harmful than traditional cigarettes.
Jennifer, how are cigarette companies responding to the latest action from the FDA, and should we expect a protracted battle in the months ahead over this issue?
The tobacco companies, first of all, note that this is going to be a years-long process, and then they say that they are going to submit research that they have gathered and that other, you know, independent researchers and tobacco-funded researchers have done on the effects of menthol. They're going to gather that research and present it to the FDA. And they, you know, have raised the possibility of legal action, as they have done in the past, successfully blocking graphic warning labels that the FDA tried to mandate in 2011. Tobacco companies say that the science does not support the FDA's position that menthols are more harmful than traditional cigarettes.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Maloney joining us via Skype. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.